When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another minisode before we reach episode 3 on Friday. And thank you once again for all of the correspondence you sent in since our last episode, episode 2, A Faceless Terror. And of course, we never stop receiving submissions, even mid-season now. So please send any true paranormal experience over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And from there, we'll decide whether it sits on the main series, on a dark minisode, or as part of our Dark Bites Patreon show. And of course, each week we read the benefits of Patreon, but if you'd like to join the team, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now, before we start today's minisode, a quick shout-out, because something weird has really taken place. In the last 2 weeks, 3 times I've been accused of using an AI voice on this show. Now, our Patreons will know that's not the case, due to certain ways I talk, I suppose. But I guess you guys should also know that's not the case. Only one of the people involved had the decency to explain why they thought that was the situation, and it was down to how British people pronounce certain words such as bow or bow, etc. So therefore, to an American audience, they may think, that's AI. But I can guarantee you it's not. I don't know what I need to do to prove that. There are videos on YouTube of me talking, and it is me. I can't say more than that. The other two individuals went and left a 1-star review and said it's clearly an AI voice. So if any of you guys would feel kind enough to go and leave a nice review, that might boost the rating back up. Such a bizarre situation. As I explained to the nice individual, maybe there's some weird emerging phenomena taking place where AI voices tend to sound like a Scouse person trying to round off their accent so that it can be understood by everyone. There's been a few bewildering things go on in my life of late, and I've heard the phrase, kick someone when they're down, but never bewilder someone when they're bewildered. Anyway, today's taster before episode 3 comes in from Trevor. And on his email, he wrote, "Hi, Kevin. I finally convinced myself to sit down and try to type out my experiences. As I point out in the story, I'm not a great storyteller. And I feel as though my story is more a bunch of random experiences thrown together. So I apologize in advance. I put a random title, so change it as you see fit. Even if this isn't aired, I feel good about sharing with someone who actually listens and believes me. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for the rest of the season." Well, Trevor, let me interject before we go into your experience by saying you never need to apologize, nor does anyone, regarding grammar. This isn't school, it's not university, there are no lessons taking place. Language should be used so you can be understood. And anyone who's ever said, "Does this guy not proofread these tales for grammar?" The answer is, did you understand the story? Did you understand the narrative? And if you did, the language worked. We're not grading anyone, so Trevor, never apologise for how you put across your own experience. And also, Trevor, the reason why your minisode was chosen for today is because of how you phrased it within that paragraph. You don't care if it's aired, you simply want someone to listen to your experiences who believes you. And that's something that seems to be a running theme throughout almost every experience we read. And I'm immensely proud that over 17 seasons, we've managed to get that reputation of being a safe space for people to share their paranormal experiences. So, Trevor has named this Echoes from the Past, The Ghosts of Mum's House. I first want to say thank you. I'm a new listener, and I've just started listening maybe a few months ago now. I'm almost caught up on the main podcast. It's been very reassuring of my own experiences to hear others tell their stories. I'm not one to write in to anything, and I barely tell any of my experiences to anyone because I don't really think they believe me, or they're not really that interested in what happened. Or maybe they just don't know what to say. And to be honest, what can they say? Anyway, I digress. I wanted to share my experiences because I really don't know what is going on. At times, I feel like I'm going crazy or being forgetful. Other times, it seems clear that there is something or someone, well, messing with me. I'll apologise first. The story may be a little choppy and vague as I'm not the best storyteller or much of a writer, but I will do my best. I first have to go back to when I was a child. I'm now 33, and I still encounter things almost daily. Trying to remember my childhood has been kind of a challenge, but I seem to at some point develop a fear of the dark. More so going to sleep in my room. I always remember having to have a light on, either in the hallway or my room, to make me feel somewhat comfortable. I remember being extremely terrified for no reason. I think it drove my mum crazy. I remember waking up, running into her room, and I would just stand there watching her sleep. I was too scared to wake her, just because I was scared, and this continued after the age of 12. My parents divorced when I was 10 or 11, which was a hard experience in itself. I don't ever remember a time, though, that this behaviour ever happened at my dad's, or even at a friend's house. It just really seemed to happen at my mum's, and my mother is very much a Christian. She does love scary movies and likes to entertain the thought of paranormal things, but she doesn't really believe in the same way, if that makes sense. She did have an encounter, though. Shortly after I was born, my grandmother, my mum's mum, passed away. The house that my mum to this day still lives in belonged to her and was left to my mum after she passed. My dad then worked nights, and one night it would have been a little early for him to arrive home, but my mum had just fallen asleep and was awoken by a sound and a light. She was laying opposite to the bedroom door. Once she turned around, she saw her mother standing there in a glowing light. And her mother spoke to her and said, "I'm fine, you don't have to worry anymore." And then disappeared. My sister also had a similar experience in another bedroom in the house, again with my grandmother. I've never had this encounter myself, but I do believe them. My first encounter that I can remember was in the same bedroom my mother saw my grandmother in. I was awoken by something, and when I opened my eyes, I realised I couldn't move. At this time, I'm maybe 12 or 13, and I'd never heard of sleep paralysis, So, needless to say, I was terrified. I lay there, unable to move anything but my eyes, and I happened to look at my bedroom door that was open, and all I could see was a tall figure that seemed to be a man standing there. There was a hallway light to the left of this being, so I was able to see a little bit of him, but not much. He would have had to have been at least 6 feet tall and was wearing overalls. I wasn't able to see his face due to the lighting, but this was terrifying. I guess I fell back asleep and I kept this secret for many years. I've encountered multiple things in that home over the years. I've seen doors open on their own, heard strange knocking sounds, and at one point I came home from school by myself, and I swear I heard a shotgun being cocked. I was so scared I ran to the neighbor's house, and they had to go and make sure no one was there. Of course, there wasn't. I'd often hear a young lady's voice that would wake me several times. I could never understand them, this voice. It was there in a second and then gone. My mother has had strange things happen too. She's had items like books or Bibles suddenly disappear and then reappear within a day or so. She also has had wet spots appear on her bed. One of the strangest things that happened was when my nieces were young teens at the time, and they were over at my mum's house for Christmas. Suddenly, whilst they're sitting on the couch, my eldest niece screams and starts patting her head. We finally realise that her hair had caught on fire. Thankfully, we were able to put the fire out, but we were all left speechless. You see, there were no candles or anything around that could have made that happen. We still get chills from that experience. My nieces also told us that one time they were staying a couple of weeks at my mum's house, and that one night they stayed up and heard someone walking to the bathroom, which is across from the bedroom they were staying in. They assumed it was my mum's boyfriend, but they noticed the light never came on in the bathroom. Freaked out, they both go to the door, try to open it, and they can't. It was locked. They waited and waited, and no one ever came out. They asked the next morning if someone got up and went to the bathroom, and my mum and boyfriend both said no. I really don't know if there is a spirit there, but strange things seem to happen there. My mum is a bit of an antique collector, and she loves old family history. She has many framed pictures of people in our family from decades ago. They always seemed creepy to me, even to this day. So maybe a family member's spirit is there. I honestly don't know. Throughout my life, I've had little things here and there happen, like unexplained noises, things disappearing, etc. So now, I would say I definitely believe in the paranormal, and I'm most certainly not one to quickly judge other people's experiences. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, your retirement. You're probably thinking, I need surplus money to invest, but you don't need a lot of money nor expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And right now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. If you're anything like me, you always thought investing's what other people do. Other people who know what they're doing. Well, that's where Acorns come in. They do know what they're doing. on your behalf. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is, because as mentioned earlier, open an Acorns Later IRA and you'll get up to a 3% match on new contributions. So head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/darkparanormal. Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD, MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal. Now let's have a quick break to talk to you about Policy Genius. It's September. It's back to school for many people. You start thinking of the year ahead. Will you get those work projects finished by the end of the year? And speaking of the end of the year, you have Thanksgiving, the holidays, they're all going to be upon us soon. Your brain is a whirlwind of plans, as it should be, because we're designed to survive by planning, but we don't plan that much when it comes to the end, i.e. when we're gone. It took me till last year to get life insurance for myself. And that's because life insurance felt a bit daunting, but Policy Genius makes this process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. With Policy Genius's technology, you can compare quotes from America's top insurers in a few clicks and find your lowest price. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle the paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the whole process. Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace for a reason. They don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, and their advice is unbiased. Everything else aside, the peace of mind you get from knowing your loved one's expenses are covered if anything happens to you is priceless. It's never too late to plan ahead, so head over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see just how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Before I get to my current experiences, I did have one at the last house I just moved from. I'd just taken a shower and went to my bedroom to lay down for a moment. As I'm laying there on my bed, I suddenly feel something graze my thigh and kind of almost grab it. I jumped up, thinking a rodent had jumped on me or something. After calming down for a second, I try to see if one of my TV remotes may have rolled over on my thigh or something. But as I look around, the remotes are neatly placed on my nightstand where I left them the night before. I quickly left the room and tried to forget it. Currently, I've had some very strange things happen. I and my dog Max have recently moved into a one-bedroom apartment. I feel like I'm pretty good at judging the vibes per se, and I never got that feeling here moving in. As the months have gone by, though, I've started having unexplained things happen. One day, I had walked out onto my balcony. The door is a sliding door off my living room. I always leave my door open when I'm out because sometimes I try to avoid my neighbour. And if I want to sneak in quickly if I hear her, I jump through, so I never shut it. Well, several times now I've tried to go back in and shut it, but the door is already closed. Now this door is pretty heavy and quite hard to move, so wind or a draft couldn't possibly have done it. I'd like to think I closed it and forgot, but I'm so sure that isn't something I'd do. It's not me. This has also happened with my front door being locked. I usually leave my apartment unlocked for the most part. The only times I lock it is when I go to work and at night after I take my dog for a walk. Several times this past few weeks, I come inside from going to the store or walking my dog in the day, and I go to go outside and my front door is locked. As if I locked it coming home or something. And I know for a fact I didn't lock it coming in. But yet, here it is, locked. The first time it happened, I got chills, because I was convinced I didn't lock it. It also happened once with my bathroom door. I always keep it shut when I'm gone for work so that my dog doesn't go in there and tear things up. I came home one day, I go to use the bathroom, and it's locked from the inside. Again, I got chills because I never lock that door, and no one else is able to get into my apartment, so I don't know how this could happen. A few months ago, I walked into my kitchen, and a strange shadow ran across the floor and freaked me out. I tried to rationalize it, thinking maybe it was a mouse. A few hours later, my bathroom door shut on its own. I was on the phone with my mum, and I'd stopped mid-sentence and was terrified. As I'm talking to her about it, my kitchen faucet just starts dripping randomly. Not a full stream, but a good drip as if it was just turned off. But I hadn't used it that day at all. Just the other day, I came home and I noticed that a toilet paper roll was sitting on top of my toilet behind a hanging towel. Yet again, I know for a fact I didn't put that there. Yet, it's there. Another time, I'm taking my dog for a walk and all of a sudden, his leash gets unclipped. I heard it. I watched it unclip on its own. I thought maybe it was broken, but I bent down to investigate, and it was still in proper working order. Not bent or broken or anything. My dog was pulling me, so the tension and position would have made it impossible to unclip. Completely unexplainable. I work for a window cleaning / power washing company, and sometimes we have to power wash entire parking lots for restaurants. It was my co-worker's first night, and I was explaining to him that this restaurant is next to a hotel. And I have had random homeless people come up to me asking for money before, so I wanted to make sure he was aware this could happen. Anyway, as the night goes on, I'm walking around, listening to your podcast actually, and I look over by a dumpster. I see a shadow walk from behind the dumpsters, and I knew it had to be a homeless person approaching. So I start walking over to where they were coming from in order to talk to them and defuse any situation that could possibly happen, just so my co-worker would not be inconvenienced. As I approach, it disappears. I ran around the area and nothing. I didn't see anyone or hear anyone walking away. Just a normal empty parking lot. Ever since these things have started happening, my life has been going downhill. Random misfortunes keep happening. My air conditioning went out for a month. Now my car battery died. Health situations have popped up and my finances are turning for the worst. I don't know if I have something attached to me, or something is haunting me, but something is definitely messing with me. I know these encounters aren't necessarily super scary, but I can't shake the feeling that something is following me constantly. Thank you again for listening to my experiences, and I hope maybe you or someone listening has advice on what to do or what this could mean. Trevor. Well, firstly, Trevor, thank you for getting the courage to put together your experiences and send them in. I genuinely appreciate that. Secondly, I would say always start with the logical. Now, this will be very hard to do when you're in the frame of mind that your life is going downhill. But confirmation bias is very real. And by that, I mean, if you've convinced yourself you're having a bad experience, you will only notice the bad. At some learning facility in America, there was a very interesting psychological experiment done where they split the class into two without the class knowing, and they basically gave them a set of anagrams to solve. Now, the first two rounds of anagrams they handed out, they told everyone they were the same word, but they weren't. One half of the class was given a very simple anagram, say, for example, the word orange, and the other half of the class were given a word that could not be solved. It wasn't a real word. And they were given maybe 20 seconds to do so. They were asked to put their hands up once they'd solved the riddle. Now, obviously, the people with the easier anagrams all put their hands up, and the ones with the unsolvable anagram didn't. They repeated that twice, and then they gave out everybody the same anagram. And the results remained the same, because the people who couldn't solve the two unsolvable anagrams had convinced themselves they could not solve anagrams. Therefore, when a normal anagram was placed in front of them, they could not solve it. Whereas the other group, who had solved every one, all put their hands up. They basically confirmed a negative bias to themselves. They can't solve that problem. My point being, Trevor, before we look towards the paranormal, maybe try, as hard as this will be, to change your worldview about what's going on around you. I'm not disputing at all any of the physical facts you've discussed, i.e. your dog getting unclipped, things such as that. But when you say your life's going downhill, mental health is so important, I would say do everything you can, be that through the guide of therapy or whichever, to stop and take stock and realise a situation can just be a situation. It doesn't all have to be causal. You could very well be doing the opposite of what people believe is manifesting. So when they show gratitude, etc., good they believe attracts good. And in essence, it's true what they say. If they only look for the good in things, they will only spot the good in things. And it will work the other way round. If you rule that out, and you are in a good state of mind, and you are spotting the good in things, and things are still taking place, then, personally, I would get the place blessed, because you yourself will have managed to rule out any sort of psychological reasons for what you're experiencing. And at that point, well, as a believer in the paranormal, I would then jump to the paranormal. Or perhaps the neighbour that you desperately try and avoid, ask them if they know anything of the history of the building, specifically your apartment. It would not surprise me in the slightest if the person you've been avoiding holds the key to what's going on in your place. But also, of course, you've asked our listeners for their opinions. So, listeners, if you have any thoughts on what's going on with Trevor, drop us an email, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And I think we'll bring this minisode to an end there. But I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on your show, and of course to Trevor for submitting your experience. This is my very real voice saying goodbye, Stay safe, and I'll speak to you all on Friday for episode 3. Until then, take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.